your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name is Max, and I need a haircut.
Yeah, you do. I remember when you had long hair, too. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, that was back when my hair had a lot more color in it.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you donate it all or some shit?
Yeah.
You do need a haircut.
I do need a haircut.
You look like a dirty hippie.
I feel like a person with too much hair.
Yeah, you look like a person with too much hair. That's the beauty of just getting a two all the way around.
You could get a two all the way around. Yeah.
That's what I do.
But me, I'm not going to do that.
People are like, why do you still pay for it? And I'm like, well, you know, because
they do a good job.
They do a good job.
They do better than you.
And during the pandemic, I learned that I can't fucking cut my own hair.
Dude, it's harder than it looks.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the podcast about nothing.
It makes you think of something.
Hey, we got some sponsor stuff to get it taken care of real quick. We got a new sponsor for this podcast here. We have Black Label Supplements.
Black Label Supplements.
I am actually... People don't know this. Maybe you don't know this in the podcast world. Maybe you think I just lift for fun, but I am actually a power lifter, a competitive power lifter.
Man is a competitive lifter.
And Black Label Supplements is one of my sponsors for powerlifting. And I asked them if it was okay if I threw them on a comedy podcast to shout out their sponsorship for me. And they said, no problem. I don't think they know what they're in for, but here we are. So Black Label Supplements, they are third-party tested. If you need your pre-workout, you need your... you know, protein or what have you, whatever you need, go to blacklabelsupplements.com. Yeah. And use code Shane15 at checkout. It's use that code anytime. You don't go right now, but you want to go later on. You get a little cash. Go there. Their stuff's good. Go to blacklabelsupplements.com. Use code Shane15 at checkout. That's S-H-A-Y-N-E and the number 15.
Do
it. And maybe I'm going to do and. We'll do the coffee one later in the middle of the episode.
Ooh, we're going to do a mid-episode sponsor break?
Yeah.
Very How proper. About that? All right.
So to all those people that passed on us for sponsorship, you know what?
Yeah, fuck you. Now we got two.
Now we got two.
Yeah.
And one of them isn't even my own company.
Yeah. That said, if somebody's willing to pay me to do it, I'll do an hour of just sponsorship.
Yes. Yes. And you can also go to our website, www.shaneandishow.com, and we have a little thing there where they come up. And if you want to donate to the podcast, a little thing comes up. It says donate to the podcast. You could donate $3. Send us a little message, and we'll give you a shout out on the show.
Hell yeah.
If you want to donate more, you could donate more. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
We try to keep this thing as inexpensive as possible, but sometimes we have expenses.
There are expenses, yeah. It's not free to produce a reasonably okay podcast.
Reasonably okay podcast. That's what we are.
Yeah. You can, for free, produce a real dog shit podcast.
We've done that.
Yeah. But to produce a reasonably okay one, it costs money. Yeah.
I'm going to keep that to myself, because every time I say that, I think that's going to be the name of the episode, I always change my mind. But...
I don't know. I think a reasonably okay podcast would do it.
Why? We had one episode I called an average podcast, so.
Yeah. All right. That one's taken. But let's move on. Yeah. Let's get to the show.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. You know, I was getting a little anxious coming over here. I was like, what the fuck are we gonna talk about? Like, it's been a while. Like we last episode we did was like August 30th.
Was it really?
Yeah. So it's been a while.
That's close to a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before that, it was like 3 weeks. So we're a little out of practice. What the fuck are we going to talk about? And then I was like, you know what? It's a podcast about nothing.
Yeah. We don't
We could just sit here and do this. the whole episode and not mention anything worthwhile
at all.
And we'll fulfill our need for what our show is about.
We will have kept up our side of the...
But I got some things.
All right.
I got a few things that I've been thinking of.
All right. Tell me.
I've been thinking about this for a while because I saw a friend of mine post it on Facebook, because some people that I know still post on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I agree with him. He posted something to the effect of how he did, because Oasis, the band Oasis, is having a reunion.
Oh, look at us. We're cool and British from the 90s.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't get Oasis, dude.
Yeah, well, you're my Wonderwall, baby.
I don't get it, dude. Like, I remember them being like, everybody was like, oh, they're so dangerous. And they're so British and they're so dangerous. And like, their music was just like fucking boring.
They were kind of like, to me, is like the British Incubus, even though Incubus came after Oasis.
I think they came around the same time.
It
was all that 90s crap.
Yeah, and to me, they're very, very similar.
Yeah.
Their sounds are slightly different, but there's something very similar about them.
But it's just like, and I was trying to talk to somebody about it the other day, and they're like, how do you not get Oasis? And I'm like, look, man, I like Guns N' Roses was fucking, you want to talk about like dangerous matched up to the image, like the music was fucking there.
Guns N' Roses, sick,
you didn't know if they were going to fucking make it to their second record. I mean, guys were fucking, they kicked a drummer out because he did too much fucking heroin.
Yeah.
During recording. Like, the music matched the fucking.
Yeah. And the music was fucking good. Yeah. Man.
And like with the Oasis, it was like, dude. Yeah, my Wonderwall. And then you see this guy fucking whining about his brother, and he's hitting his brother on the fucking stage. And it's like, that's not dangerous, dude. You were just an idiot for getting in a band with your brother.
Yeah, that's not dangerous. That's just being a petulant little bitch because you don't get along with your brother.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah, you just replace your brother and get a different, probably get a better singer.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, like the guy, the other brother, the guy Noel? I can't remember.
Don't know, don't care.
His solo stuff is actually pretty good.
Good for him.
But like Oasis as a whole, like I don't get it.
But they're getting back together.
They're getting back together for like a buttload of money, and people are now making bets on how many
shows they're going to make.
They're going to make it.
Look, if you honestly, like if somebody offered me a whole bunch of money and they're like, all you have to do is
just be with the guy you hate the most.
All you have to do is four shows a week with the guy you hate the most for a couple of months. and you get your $1 million or whatever.
You guys could even have a little argument on stage. It'd be okay as long as you show up for every show.
You know what? I would do my utmost to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's British money, but it's still a buttload of money.
A pound is worth more than a dollar.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I don't get. And then like the Jane's Addiction, everybody's flipping out because Jane's Addiction got into a fight on stage. And it's like, dude, if I remember right, Jane's Addiction didn't get along when they were big.
Yeah. Also Jane's Addiction, another band that I just don't get it.
Yeah. They're another band that I don't get either.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, they had a couple of fun songs, but that was it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I think maybe they were too much into the heroin, but I just never got it, dude. Like, I was just like, all right, I understand the Smashing Pumpkins. They're actually pretty entertaining. The
Smashing Pumpkins are great, man.
And some of that 90s stuff, but like Jane's Addiction, it's like, I don't really care that they're back together, and I'm not going to pay a buttload of money to go see a band that's probably going to do one more tour and then fucking hate each other, except they only did 3 stops and they got into a fight on stage.
Huh. Well, shit.
So yeah. they didn't make it. And now they got to pay all these people back that paid them up front for their tour.
Good luck, guys.
That's what happens when you cancel a tour.
That is what happens when you cancel a tour.
So there's that. I mean, we're not a music show, but, you know, those are the couple of things that are going on. And well, I mean, there's the whole, you know, baby oil incident.
Excuse me?
How do you not know about
that? I don't know anything about a baby oil incident.
How do you not know about the diddler?
The diddler?
The diddler.
Oh, my God. Just continue. All right.
How do you not know about Diddy?
Oh, Diddy.
Yes.
Like Sean Diddy Combs?
Yes.
Puff Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I heard he got in trouble for some shit.
Yeah, dude, he's going down. And a bunch of people, he had these freak out parties.
Yeah.
Where they just had these crazy fucking crazy orgies or whatever.
Okay.
With underage women, underage dudes, whatever have you.
Okay, yeah, so Diddy's going down.
And when one of the raids, they found over, they found something like 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
That is a lot of baby oil.
Dude, Diddy, what are you doing with that much
that baby oil? That is so much baby oil. Also, because with baby oil, a little bit goes a very long way.
Yeah, but dude, like, that's like a storage unit full of baby oil.
That is, have you ever used baby oil for like fun time stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. First off, you have to get over the fact that it has baby in the name.
Yeah. And then you're fine.
Yeah. But it's very effective stuff. And a little bit goes a long way, man.
Yeah. And there's other people that are involved in this indictment.
1,000 botles?
Yeah, over 1,000 bottles.
Oh my. Yeah. That's so much.
Yeah. There's other people. They found recordings of all this stuff. They found, like, not only like video, but audio.
Yeah.
So he would bug rooms of people at his house having sex.
So he would, like,
just video, just audio.
Just audio.
And some, there's a lot of video, but dude, there's like people that, big, pretty famous people that are like fucking involved in this and are like going down. How do you not know about this whole case?
I mean, I heard something about Puff Daddy getting in trouble
He got arrested, dude. He got arrested by the feds, so they it's a pretty fucking big deal.
Yeah. Well, I heard about it, and I don't care enough to look into it. Yeah. And
Neither do I until it was all over the place and everybody was talking about.
Yeah. I figure it is just some other rich, powerful guy who got in trouble because he let his dick make decisions. And you're not supposed to let your dick make all the decisions, right?
He didn't more than let his dick make decisions.
Well, it sounds like what got him in trouble was letting his dick make decisions.
But yeah, man, he's going down. And there's a bunch of other people that are pretty famous that are like wiping all their shit clean of him. They're trying to get
in. Yeah, like, but dude, like they were there.
Yeah.
Everybody knows they were there.
They could find shit. You delete shit, they could find it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the feds, man. That means they got a fucking case.
Yeah.
They denied him bail, right? Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'll put up $50 million. I'll put up two of my mom's houses.
What a gentleman.
Yeah. I'll put up two of my mom's houses. I'll fucking wear an ankle bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge was like, nah, you're going to sit in jail.
Yeah.
Not only is he sitting in jail, he's like sitting in like one of the toughest jails in Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's probably what he gets for fucking letting his dick make all these decisions.
Don't let your dick make decisions.
And you know what, dude?
And it's pretty freak off parties. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he had freak off parties. So yeah, I guess you're right. He was letting his dick make decisions.
Yeah. Look, if you're going to, first off, like no judgment. If you're going to have sex parties where everybody is a fucking consenting adult.
I think that's the key is consenting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think these
adults,
these people were consenting to having video and all that shit.
Right. Right. So it's one thing if you're doing a party with consenting adults and you're not secretly recording shit.
Right.
It's another thing. If any of those like particulars, the consenting, the adult, the recording on secret, if that's not good, you fucking Jesus fuck Diddy. I mean, what the fuck?
He's getting charges. Like one of the charges is like racketeering, dude, because he would blackmail people after he had the tapes. He would fucking blackmail people.
So we got like an Epstein situation almost.
Yes.
Cause that was his deal.
Yeah.
Well, fuck man.
Yeah.
So I know what's going to happen now. I know what's going
to
happen now.
Yeah. Are we going to go to a dark place? Cause I was going to keep this light.
Well,
can we just say we know what's going to happen? Because I know what's going to happen, too.
I also know what's going to happen.
And we don't need to say it, I don't think.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
Look, a lot of fucking details are going to come out. And then suddenly, they'll fucking, like, nobody will talk about them. At least nobody, like, you know, who matters will talk about them. And then shit will get swept under the rug. And, you know, a few folks will have to fucking hide their faces for a couple of years. But all the fucking important people are going to get away with going to Diddy's rape parties.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. The feds have a pretty fucking good case.
Yeah,
I think Diddy's going to pay the price.
Yeah, no, Diddy's definitely going to pay the price.
Right.
Just like Epstein paid the price.
Right.
Diddy,
you're talking about people associated with the freakout parties.
Yeah, the important people who were associated with that, they're gonna hide their face for a little while, get away with it.
Yeah.
Diddy might just like, and I'm doing air quotes now, he might commit suicide in his cell and beat himself up in the process you know, just like Epstein.
Yeah, I don't think, hey, man, it's just weird. Like, if you get rich, the thing with rich people, I was thinking about this, dude. The thing with rich people is, like, do they just get bored? And they're just like, I got all this money now. Why don't I just have freak out? Why don't I just have fucking orgies?
I
could rent an island and have orgies on an island, which, by the way, oven by itself would be cool.
Yeah, but if you're Epstein, you can buy the island.
Yeah, and as long as everybody's consenting, right? Everybody going
and
to the
adult.
And adult. And everybody going to the island is like, okay, this is what we're going for. And you sign a little NDA or whatever, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to leave the island.
Right.
We could go and have fucking crazy sex, and it'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yes.
But when you do it in secret and you're like, oh, by the way, you remember that party you were at last week at my house?
Yeah.
At my island?
Now that said, depending on where you are and how you use it, it's not illegal to fucking record people.
Right. But it is if you're using it to blackmail.
It is if you're using it to blackmail them.
Which is where the racketeering charge comes from.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's pretty deep as far as racketeering goes.
Well, sure. Yeah.
So, but I was talking to a friend of mine who works in the adult industry, and she was saying it's like, okay, like we know when we go to set or whatever, like it's consenting. You sign paperwork and all that, you know, you're being filmed or whatever. If I go someplace, if consenting adults are doing that, it's okay.
Yes.
But if you're recording it in secret,
that's not okay.
That's not okay. Yeah. And she's like, and it's weird. It's just weird when you get that much money and I don't know if you're just like, I'm bored. Like, I have a wife and four kids, but I'm bored.
I have a theory of this.
You lay it on me.
All right. A lot of times people seek money because they're trying to find fulfillment.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of a basic, if I have my $1 million, I can take my nice vacation and get fulfillment.
Right.
Right. But then sometimes people like Puffy maybe will get all that money and still be unfulfilled because it turns out money can't buy love or whatever.
Right.
And so they just keep pushing the boundaries further and further, looking for that fulfillment. They can never find it until eventually they've pushed it to the point where they get raided by the feds and all this shit goes down. And yeah.
And dude, they're talking like stuff since the 90s, bro.
Of course. That was when Puffy was his most Puffy. that was back when he was still Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
The second he went P Diddy, he wasn't even cool anymore.
No, he wasn't.
That was when, you know, he got the money and it wasn't enough. So he's like, I'm going to reinvent myself.
I'm going to be the only person that ever reinvented themselves to be cooler was Prince.
Prince. Yeah.
When he was just a symbol because he was mad at the record company?
Yeah. He was fucking taking a stand on principle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, so, that's the only person I've ever seen in the music industry that's been like, yeah, I'm taking a stand. I master everything. I play every instrument. Why am I giving them money?
Yeah.
So here's my new name. It's a symbol.
It's a symbol. Yeah.
Try to market this.
Yeah.
But there's that. And then the other thing is, it's kind of a weird episode, I guess, but the other thing is, I've been watching a couple friends of mine just kind of go through some shit. Kind of like one guy like
got caught up in the Diddy thing.
No, didn't get caught up in the Diddy thing. I'm trying to get away from that so it's not such a dark episode. But maybe this is going to make it a dark episode too, because, like, you know, I watched one friend of mine just like walk away from his life. Mm-hmm. Like
what, off himself or just go on a walkabout somewhere?
Just fucking walk away.
Huh.
I don't want to get into detail. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of trying to keep it general, but just like, you know, I don't know the circumstances or anything like that. I just know, like, he was just like, all of a sudden one day he's like, oh yeah, by the way,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to move to the city or whatever. And it's just like, it's weird, I guess, watching friends go through, I guess, what would be a midlife crisis, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I feel like right now, like, there's no need for one for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But watching other people, it's just like, dude.
I had mine when I was 18 somehow.
Yeah, but it's coming again, dude. I'm telling you.
You're telling? I'm not quite 40 yet.
Yeah, it's going to hit. It's going to hit. It's going to hit. And Yeah, dudes do one or two things. You either get all crazy and you try to buy a sports car.
I got a camper and a truck.
Yeah, but then and other dudes regress to like their fucking 15-year-old selves. Yeah, they fucking buy video games. They fucking, that's the new trend, right? That's right. The new thing I see guys doing that hit like.
Well, it's a lot easier to afford than a new fucking sports car.
They buy video games or they fucking start acting like a 15-year-old when they're like 40, 45.
All right.
Which I guess is a little less harmless than just walking away from your life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got an Xbox last year, but I almost never touched the thing.
Yeah.
I thought I would get a lot more
use
out of it.
It's just weird watching people, and I'm trying not to do this because, like, I don't know, like I said, I don't know the circumstances. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was just in a horrible place. It was a horrible marriage from the beginning or whatever, you know what I mean?
Maybe he had a stroke and
it I don't know the circumstances. As a person observing, I'm going to say this. As a person observing, it's just when you think somebody has it all together, because you like look at some people and you're like, man, that guy just has it all together.
He's got it all, yeah.
And then you see something like that and you're like, oh, I guess maybe not.
Yeah.
That's kind of my point.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Never judge a book by its cover, I guess.
Well, maybe that's what happened to Diddy. Except instead of walking away from everything, he's like, you know what? I'm just going to have freak parties now. Yeah.
How do you explain that shit to your kid? He's got like four kids, dude.
I bet he has more than that.
He probably does. Yeah, we don't know about it. But so, yeah, there's that. I don't know. You got anything else? We haven't done this in a while, so.
All right. Well, let me try to survey where we've been. We went Diddy.
Yes.
To Epstein, back to Diddy.
We did the whole British.
We did the British thing.
We did the whole Jane's Addiction thing. You know, it's kind of, yeah, man, I had more to say, but, you know, let's just start shooting the shit, I guess.
Yeah, let's.
So people want to know why we haven't been recording on a regular basis, I guess. That's the other thing that's been coming up.
A lot of it is I've been doing a lot of camping.
Yeah,
and also just not structuring my time back in town very well.
Right.
So a lot of that's really on me.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not really my fault.
No, it's not. It's not Shane's fault. It's Max's fault.
That's the thing about when you do a show like this. So like I was thinking about it the other day. I was thinking about it. Like I could go get guests, but I mean, I don't think the show would keep the same thing that we have if we started bringing in guests. I just don't.
Well, we'd have to try it. It's not like we have one guest one time and now we're committed to doing guests forever.
Right. Right. Hey, so if you're out there and you want to be a guest on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Send us an email. If you want to talk about nothing, we won't interview you about anything that you got going on. We'll talk about nothing like we are right now.
Yeah. But if you want to talk about something, I'll be happy to have that. Ooh, excuse me. I'll be happy to have your something as a topic within reason. But I can't guarantee I'll stick to the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Let's see if it works, because I've tried telling people we're going to have guests on before, and it's like, part of it's my fault, because I don't want to fucking book people. Like, I'm too lazy.
Okay.
Like, people are like, oh, yeah, send me an email about your downloads and shit, and maybe I'll be on your show, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, nobody, our fucking metrics are not going to get anybody to
We're pretty fucking solid on our metrics for a show that's been around for as long as we are.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing I do know, is that you know, we have pretty solid downloads.
All right. Yeah.
We're not in the crazy, like, you know, 1,000 downloads per episode category, but our downloads are steady. And they're like, we're in the 500 download range pretty much every episode we release. So it's steady.
Nice.
You know? And our downloads are pretty good. Our engagement's good. You know, people like the show.
Yeah.
We don't get too many bad reviews.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't remember getting a bad review. I mean, in the beginning, we got a few.
I believe it.
Because of our sound.
Oh, yeah. No, our sound was... Well, that was back when we were trying to do it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're one of those people that are... If you're doing a podcast, like actually doing an audio podcast, like an old school podcast, make sure you get a couple good microphones, get some of the record on. Don't use your phone. That's the mistake we made.
Do they do non-audio podcasts now?
They do YouTube. To me, it's just...
You mean videos?
Yeah, video.
Yeah, yeah. No, people do videos too. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But that's like the big thing they're trying to get more people to do is video. And I'm maybe it's just a rebel in me, but I'm just like, our show has been audio from the beginning.
Our show...
This version of the show.
Yeah, the audio version of the show has been audio from the beginning.
Yes.
We did a short video show for years before we did this.
Yes.
And we did Sean and I before that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I think you could tell a pretty good story for audio. Mm-hmm. Like, even though we're a podcast about nothing, and we're just getting into this now. I don't know why we're going here, but we're going here. This is what happens sometimes. I think for a podcast about nothing, we tell a pretty good story about nothing.
Absolutely.
We have a pretty good conversation every time we record.
Yeah. And listen, we say we have a podcast about nothing that makes you think of something. And it doesn't mean that we don't talk about worthwhile stuff.
Yeah.
There's an idea that, you know, in a way, everything is important. And because of that, nothing is important. So we talk about nothing.
Yes. And every once in a while, you'll listen to an episode of ours and you'll be like, huh, I learned something from that.
Yeah.
And maybe you learned from this episode that you should not have freakout parties.
You should not have freakout parties.
And if you do stuff like that, make sure it's consensual.
Uh-huh.
Make sure it's consensual.
Yeah, no, you can absolutely host orgies. Just stay within the rules of both the law and basic decency.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't try to blackmail people afterwards.
I think that's staying within the rules of the law and basic decency.
I was just having an image in my head, like not even a, like you have one of your an orgy at your house, right?
Yeah.
Suburban fucking orgy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your neighbors over, you don't tell them you pull a ditty, you don't tell them you're fucking recording. And 3 days later, you just go up to your neighbors. He's like out mowing the lawn or something.
Just start knocking on doors.
Just going out there and be like, hey, by the way, there's a new HOA. There's a new HOA election coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to need your vote.
I'm going to need your vote. Otherwise, this video of you getting down.
Yeah, here, I'm texting you a little clip or something.
Hey, it's going to go live on TikTok or whatever. Yeah. I'm just going to post it. But, you know, if you want to not do that, just vote for me for the HOA.
Yeah. Max for HOA.
Max for HOA.
HOA President Max.
HOA President. And you know what? I'll let you even paint your house whatever fucking color you want.
As long as it's within the new rules that I set in the HOA.
And we'll have more fucking orgies at my house.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, if you dare show up.
If you dare show up.
Then again, what have you got to lose? I've already got this spicy vid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would your wife feel about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess your wife was there too, but still.
Yeah. She didn't know you were upstairs in that other room.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, could you imagine if you're just like a regular HOA dude and you...
That'd be a hell of a way to take control of the HOA.
Right.
Fucking just invite the whole neighborhood over to an orgy. Invite the whole
neighborhood for a fucking orgy. And fucking film it without them knowing about it. And then fucking blackmail and get yourself a racketeering charge. That's how you do it in suburbia.
That's how you do it in suburbia. Yeah.
That's how you get an HOA racket. That's how you get a racketeering charge in suburbia.
Yeah.
Fucking bribe your way onto the HOA presidency.
HOA presidency, man.
What the fuck does an HOA even do?
They associate the homeowners.
Yeah, but do they do, like, can they tell you, like, what you can and cannot have in your house? Because there's this lady on TikTok that keeps putting up HOA videos of this guy coming up. And I think it's a fucking, and I'm starting to figure out that it's a fucking, it's made up.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be made up because mm-hmm. there's fucking, I just watched a video where he was just like, the HOA guy was like, hey, look, we just passed this into bylaws and you weren't at the meeting. So it's, fuck you. But we now have pet charges, say $50 for every pet that you have, $50 for every pet you have in your house. That's a fish, whatever. You need to register them with the HOA because the HOA, HOA needs money. And I'm starting to think that, but it's in Utah too. So
look, there are sometimes when a neighborhood is built and an HOA is set up, there are different rules of what that HOA can and cannot do. And how it operates.
But you guys don't have an HOA, do you?
Oh, God, no. No, we would not have moved here if there was an HOA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need somebody telling me what I can and cannot do on my own property.
Right. But see, that doesn't make sense to me. It's like, how could they tell you, oh, you can't have fucking that kind of light bulb on your porch light because it's too bright.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, that's stupid to me, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you signed up for.
Right. So I see, I think the videos are fake now. Have you seen them?
No.
The guy always going to the front door with the doorbell cam on, and the lady's always like, what do you want now? And he's always like, look, you cannot have fucking black cars in this neighborhood. The HOA voted on it. You can't have black cars and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that also, it's possible that this is true, but this guy is some dude who somehow talked his way. Maybe he used blackmail. He had like a freak party, recorded everybody. Somehow he became president of the HOA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now he thinks he's like the boss of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which I really doubt is the case.
Right. It's also in Utah too. So that's the other reason why I think it might be true.
Hey, but Utah's weird, man.
Utah's a weird place.
It is.
But they could have freak out parties for their HOA.
They absolutely, in Utah?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you have any idea how, I'm not going to get into.
Oh, I know, dude.
I'm not going to get into that.
I know.
I
have actual experience of hooking up with a Mormon girl when I was like 19 years old in Utah and running out of her and jumping out of a second story bathroom window in the middle of winter because her dad pulled up.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to get caught there.
Yeah. Mormon girls. Freaky.
Yeah, Mormon girls are great.
So they could have freak out parties.
They absolutely could have freak out. And like they have, no, I'm just not going to go where I was going to go.
So I could see this guy working his magic to get into the HOA presidency, just like we talked about.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how he's getting, because some of it's weird, dude, because there was this one video I watched the other day, and I'm so invested in it at this point that I'm just like, now I got to figure out if it's fake or not.
Okay.
She got delivery and the Amazon driver just left. The guy comes two seconds later and is like, hey, this package was just dropped off. We can't have packages on your porch for more than 5 minutes or you're getting fined. The HOA voted on it.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never live in a neighborhood with an HOA.
Some HOAs are chill, but. Just generally, and I think some people really like living in a neighborhood with an HOA.
Right.
Because they're people who have like very particular expectations of the things around them.
Yes.
So an HOA suits them quite nicely.
Right.
Because every house has to have a lawn that's kept green and can only be painted certain colors or whatever.
Right.
That makes their brain feel better.
Yeah. I guess so. I would imagine so. I think we're going to wrap this episode up.
Yeah, why not? Well, let's get something bright in here.
Well, yeah.
Something cheery.
What do you got? Something bright, something cheery.
You want me to have something? Yeah, I guess I brought it up.
I guess I don't have anything bright and cheery.
Yeah, no, we've been kind of a bummer this week.
We've been kind of a bummer.
This episode. All right, here's one. Summer's coming to an end, but...
Halloween!
But Halloween's coming up. Also, you know...
Oh, that reminds me. I got a story that's going to brighten it up.
All right, do it.
I'm going to talk about a work thing.
All right.
With a client of mine.
Okay.
He's just a fucking funny dude.
All right. Just keep in mind, last time you brought up a client of yours, we had to cut that episode entirely.
Yeah, but we also did one about the guy, that Uncle Kevin in a onesie, and that was fine.
All right.
This is fine.
Okay.
He's a big dude, right?
All right.
He's like my height, and he's big. He's almost 295 pounds.
That's a big guy.
So we go walking to help him lose weight. We go walking at Spring Lake.
All right.
He loves when we're out there. He loves trying to find. He loves walking up to the rangers and asking what time the garbage truck comes.
Oh, he likes the garbage truck?
Yeah. He has a thing with garbage truck and the mail truck.
Hey, first off, I drive a mail truck and they're fun. But secondly, when I was a kid, I loved the garbage truck.
Right. We were out a couple of Fridays ago. Last Friday we were out. And the other thing he does is he'll walk up to people and he'll do this just right off the bat. And I'm not going to imitate him because I don't know if that people are going to find that rude or not. But here's what he says. You'll be walking by him and he'll be like, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
What's your dog's name?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we did that, and again, usually 90% of the time, everybody's fine. They play along with him.
Yeah.
This last time I had to go use the restroom, and I come out of the restroom and he's talking to this guy, and he's like, he's on the "Where's your wife?" He's like, "Where's your wife?" And he's like, "I'm gay." And he's like, "Where's your husband?" And the guy's like, "I don't have a husband." He's like, "Why?" And I'm like, "Oh, dude, you just," I'm like, "Dave." Yeah, sorry, his name's not Dave. And I was like, "Dude, you can't ask people where their wife or their husband is. That's a little too personal." Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to walk up to somebody and be like, "What's your name?" Mm-hmm. But like, here's how he does it like this. He'll be like, "What's your name?" They'll tell him his name, and then he won't say anything about him. Like, he won't say, my name's so-and-so. Right?
Right.
He'll just start asking questions. He'll go into the, like, "Where's your wife? Where's your dog?"
Yes.
Right? And then they'll be like, "What's your name?" And he'll tell him his name. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you let him, like this one guy, he was just like, he just let him keep going. He's like, where's your husband?" He's like, "I don't have a husband." He's like, "Why?" And he's like, "I don't know. I'm not dating anybody right now." "Why?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "We got to go, man." He's like, "Why does man have husband and no wife?" I'm like, "Did he tell you why?" And he's like, "Makes no sense."
Okay.
He's like, "Makes no sense to me." And I'm like, "It's all right, Dave. It's all right, so-and-so." I'm trying not to say his name. All right. But it's funny to me when people react to him.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was just, because he had this dog and he kept asking about the dog. And he was like, "Do you want to pet him?" And he's like, "No." And the dog got closer. He's like, "Dog's getting too close." He's like, "No, pet the dog." He's like, "No." It's funny sometimes. I guess you just have to be there. But I'm trying to brighten it up, man. It's a funny, innocent story. It's not dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Guy asks questions. Sometimes people don't always like.
All right.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to do something.
Well, that's very, very good. I appreciate the effort. I applaud.
But yeah, man. And so if you're ever out and about on your mail truck and you're in a neighborhood,
you might see a guy who's definitely not named Dave.
Yeah. How about his name is Junior? We'll call him Junior.
All right, Junior.
We need to make up a name for him.
I feel like it's a little late at this point.
But I said his name's not Dave. So.
Okay, cool.
His name is Junior.
That's his name is Junior. All right.
That's his real name. His real name is Junior.
Okay.
If a guy named Junior comes up to you and starts asking you a bunch of questions.
I'll be like, "Hey, do you know a guy named Shane?"
Yeah. My roommate convinced him.
Yeah.
My roommate convinced him that he has 8 sisters and 8 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I work with him, mm-hmm. he asks me how my roommate's 8 brothers and sisters are. So I make up names and I make up little stories.
Hell yeah.
And then he'll ask me again. One of the brothers does a rodeo.
Oh.
What are they called?
A rodeoer.
Yeah, is that what they're called? Like when they ride the bull? A bull rider.
A bull rider, yeah.
And he's like the most famous. I made up this whole story about how he's like the most famous bull rider in Oklahoma.
Ooh, that's a big bull riding state.
Yeah. It's the best thing I could come up with off the top.
Oh, that's right? Good. I like that.
Right. And he asked me about that brother. I made up a name. His name's Pete. Bull rider.
Pete the bull rider. Bull riding Pete.
Bull riding Pete. And he'll ask me, he's like, "How's Pete?" And I'm like, "You know, Pete's doing pretty good. He got thrown off the bull though the other week. He got injured.
He didn't make it the 6 seconds."
Yeah. He got injured pretty bad, but he's going to be okay. He's going to, you know, he's going to bounce back.
The bull horn went right through his thigh, but he'll be better.
I've made up stories about all these people, right?
Yeah.
He'll ask me about them. And I'll just keep making stuff.
That's the way to do it, man. Also, that keeps the mind limber.
Yeah. The oldest, his the second oldest brother, I named him Don.
Don. That's Don. A good one.
And Don is a stockbroker in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Don has like 4 kids, and one of his kids just got a scholarship to Princeton.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does he feel about his kid moving to New Jersey?
Don?
Yeah.
He isn't too thrilled about it. I mean, they're New Yorkers, dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
New Yorkers, from what I understand, do not like New Jersey.
Yeah, Princeton's cool but it is in New Jersey.
Yeah, I just watched this whole thing about when the Giants actually, the New York football Giants,
mm-hmm.
when they actually moved from New York to New Jersey,
yeah.
how fucking people were mad and upset, how New Yorkers were like, I'm never going to a Giants game in New Jersey.
And then they did.
Some of them didn't.
Okay. And some of them did.
And some of them did.
And then some people from New Jersey who never went to a Giants game in New York started going to Giants games. And the Giants gave not one shit except for having cheaper rent.
Yeah. All right. And a stadium built for them.
Of course they did, on the taxpayer's dime, I'm sure.
It always fascinates me how these teams are just like, oh, we need a new stadium. And then all of a sudden, you're all the taxpayers are paying for the. It's like, how did I put, what tax am I paying for a stadium for?
And a lot of times, here's what happens, is they won't put a new tax on you to pay for the stadium. They'll just cut a service that's important. So it'll be like, okay, no more
of that after school program.
No more after school program, because guys, the Giants are coming to town.
The Giants are coming to town.
Do our kids really need an after school program if the Giants are coming to town?
Do we really need a debate team?
Yeah.
We don't fucking need a debate team. We need the Giants.
Yeah. Guys, we have all these police officers and a medium amount of crime. The Giants are coming to town. I mean, if anything, that probably means we'll need more police, but but the Giants are coming.
And the
to
old
town.
School mob really want the Giants here too, so.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I think New Jersey's famous for, is the mob.
The mob, yeah. Fucking Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi.
Yeah, and Billy Joel.
And My Chemical Romance. They're from New Jersey.
Hey, there you go. And there's more too, man. New Jersey really has put out some national treasures.
Because it's such a horrible place.
But yeah, it's like it has this reputation somehow of being the armpit of America, when really Baltimore is the armpit of America.
Really? Is it? I've been to Baltimore, dude. It didn't seem that bad.
I honestly, I don't know. I just heard somebody say that once, so I thought I'd throw it out there.
It didn't seem that bad to me. I mean, I went to Baltimore. My mom recently moved to Baltimore.
I would wager that Baltimore is a pretty nice city, actually.
It didn't look that bad to me, but I was in a nice part of Baltimore, from what I understand. I think I was told if I walked five blocks to the left.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be so...
Every city has a nice part and a crappy part, and multiple of either.
Yeah.
But I would think Baltimore is pretty nice, if for no other reason than it's right next to D.C.
Yeah.
And D.C.
I mean, I don't know. If you live in Baltimore, tell me, is it nice?
Yeah. Hey, some of our Baltimoreans... their baseball team's name is the Orioles, so we'll call them Baltimoreals.
But their football team's the Ravens.
No, their football team's the...
The Baltimore Ravens.
No, that's Atlanta.
No, trust me, dude, I know football. It's Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens moved from Atlanta?
No,
They've always been in Baltimore?
Yes.
Who's in Atlanta?
Atlanta Falcons.
I knew it was a bird. I knew it was a bird. Anyway.
If you're in Baltimore, tell me if it sucks or not.
Then what are the Nationals? Is that a...
The Nationals are Washington.
They're Washington?
Yeah, but I don't think they're...
But I think they're playing.
Cleveland's the one that had to change their name because everybody got offended that they were the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, so they changed it to the...
Cleveland Galaxies.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
The one that gets me still to this day is the Washington Redskins. For years, were the Washington Redskins.
Which is honestly probably the racistest of all the
names. But see, I know Indian guys that didn't mind. I know people that are full-blooded Indian. They're like, no, they're the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Like the people that they're actually...
The people that get pissed off are liberal white folks.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that.
And they changed their name to the Washington Commanders.
The Commanders?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yes, but they'll always be the Redskins. To me, at least, they'll always be the Redskins.
Is Atlanta still the Braves?
Yes.
Cool. I'm glad they got off that, because the Braves is pretty cool. Like, people are like, oh, no, it's racist.
They had to change the mascot, though, I think, because it was an Indian guy, and they didn't like the mascot and something. I think they changed the mascot.
All right. Because Braves are, even if that is a name for an Indian warrior. I mean, it's like a warrior, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Braves, man.
Yeah.
It's not a derogatory name for a warrior. It's a brave. Literally. It's in the name, right?
Yeah. So I think that's going to do it, man. I think we turned it around.
Absolutely.
And we're going to end this episode.
Yeah. I want to say one last thing.
What's that?
October's coming up. Nicest month of the year, weather-wise, in this part of the world, the part of the world in which we live.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I don't really enjoy this heat right now, but...
Yeah, no, the heat's been a bit oppressive lately. Just this week, it's been, like, fucking balls hot outside.
Yeah, and it's supposed to drop to, like, It's supposed to drop tomorrow considerably.
All right, good.
Anyway, that's our episode. Hey, if you guys liked it, wherever you listen to our podcast, leave us a review.
Yeah.
It helps us out. If you want to catch these episodes right when they come out, we have a mailing list. If you go to our website, ShaneAndIShow.com, sign up for that mailing list. As soon as this episode gets edited and released, you get it before anybody else. Also, if you're on the website, if you want to make a donation, a little donation thing's going to pop up, feel free.
Yeah.
Little $3 donation. Doesn't have to be every time, just once in a while.
If you feel so inclined, we would love you long time.
You could even leave us a little note. If you want to make a little $3 donation and have us say something on the next episode, leave us a little note.
Yeah, and within reason, and I've said this before, within reason, I will say anything for money. And if it's enough money, I don't even need reason.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
We'll make some shit up about a friend of yours.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh. Pete Terwilliger? I know that guy, Pete Terwilliger.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you listened all the way through, thank you. And until next time,
don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.